of our lives. He will be the center of the church if we do that. Listen for his nudgings. Listen to the Spirit. Grow and share with others words of Spirit and life, words that are Spirit and life. Do the will of God. Listen, spend time with God. Listen, strengthen the connection. Be like Jesus, who was listening in the place of worship, and then in faith speaks words that are Spirit and life.
Hmm. Okay, so as you hear those things read, what are we hearing God say to New Beginnings?
Listen.
And come to me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden. Hmm. And we are weary, mm-hmm, and we are heavy laden.
Hmm. New Beginnings is weary and heavy laden.
People in general,
mm-hmm,
they get weary.
Yep. What makes us weary? What are you weary by? By, I'm talking still collectively or maybe personally, either one. Listen. Come to me. Anything else?
We really didn't get a, I feel that question, that we should have been able to pray first, and we really didn't get a chance to really listen to answer that.
Hmm. You mean in your group?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. I mean, it's never wrong to pray. I would say that what we did was a form of prayer. In that prayer is simply communication with the Lord, you know, at the core, and our ability to be connected, you know, is prayer is much more a posture of our heart than it is our gesture. Now, there's good times to stop and to pray collectively together. Maybe that's something your group should have done. Maybe not. But I think that God is still able to speak, and is in the activity of our bodies, in closing our eyes and bowing our heads, and is a positive thing. But the posture of our heart being toward God is what really the essence of prayer is. So it seemed to me that you're in a good spot to hear and to listen. But if that prompting is there, you know, that's one of the things. Like right now, Chuck, if Chuck is hearing, like when we enter in to listen to God, let's purposefully stop and say to God, God, we want to hear from you. That's a great point of application. You know, here's something that God is speaking to the group through a brother. This is actually a prophetic word. And now we test it. Right? Does anybody here have a problem with prayer? It's a joke. No. So, Chuck, we affirm your heart for us collectively to be connected to God and submitting to what it is that we're collectively seeking to discern and to hear in him. Does that make sense? All right, cool. Well, let's do that then. Let's follow what we hear God saying through Chuck. And let's pray. And you can just pray wherever you're at, right? Let's pray in alignment with these themes that we've heard. Listen, words of Spirit and life. All right, come to me. And so let's seek God and let him continue to mine this for us. And you can just pray however you want.